joining the announcement was already made, to express my personal appreciation for your presence today. It's good to be with you. I appreciate the confidence you've had in me in asking me to come to do a small part in this gospel meeting. It's a real pleasure to see you and to be with you. My wife Loretta just had a partial knee replacement. She was not able to come, but she sends her regards to you anyhow. It's good to be with Donnie and his good family again. Donnie is a close friend of ours, and there are three young preachers that I have recommended where I preach on a regular basis, and Donnie Oliver was one of them. You're privileged and you're well off to have Donnie to work with you. Anyway, let me talk to you for just a few minutes today about who am I. A lady attended our services some time ago and from St. Louis, and I said, "What brings you here?" And she said, "I'm out trying to find myself." You have that problem? People have an identity crisis, it seems, today. Not knowing who we are. When people in London, Kentucky ask, "Who are you people?" What do you tell them? You know, Peter said, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Be ready always to give answer." In Colossians 4:6, "Let your speech be seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man." And so, let's think about, who are we? Who am I? The first thing I want to suggest to you is that we are the church. You can read about in the Bible. Paul said in Romans 16:16, "The churches of Christ salute you." Jesus said, "I will build what? My church." Matthew 16:18. By the way, are you a member of the church that you can read about in the book, by the way? You know, the Bible never calls the church a church. Are you aware of that? It's always the church, which narrows it down to one, right? Like Paul said, there's one body, Ephesians 4:4. And that one body is what? The church. Colossians 1:24. Who am I? The second thing I want to mention to us is that we are the children of God. Paul told the Galatians, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Colossians 3:26. One is a child of God when he's in Christ. How'd you get into Christ, by the way, Paul? Right into the Galatians. He said they were baptized into Christ. By the way, let me ask you. Don't answer out loud. Just think about it. Are you in Christ? Who am I? The Bible echoes back the answer that we are the called out of the world people. The word church, as used in the New Testament, means the called out. We are called out of the world into the Lord and into Christ in the church. In Colossians, he talks about that. Thessalonians, we're told about it. In 1 Corinthians 1:2, he said we're called to be saints. You know, there's some quarters in order to be a saint. You have to be dead for 50 years. Can you imagine that? But in New Testament days, the Lord's people were identified as saints. In 1 Thessalonians 2:12, Paul said we're called into his kingdom. We're called by the gospel, right in the Thessalonians again. In 2 Thessalonians 2:14. When folks ask you, "Who are you?" What do you say? How do you answer? The Bible teaches that we are Christians. The New Testament identifies the Lord's people simply as Christians. In fact, you cannot spell the word Christian without spelling the word Christ. Isn't that right? Three times in the Old Testament, the prophets prophesied and predicted about that new name. It's all in the book of Isaiah. 56:5, Isaiah 62:2, in Isaiah 65:15. All three of those messianic prophecies. But the fact that we leave that old name, God would call his people by a new name when the Gentiles would see God's righteousness. You know when the Gentiles saw God's righteousness? In the conversion of Cornelius. What do you read about the conversion of Cornelius? In Acts 10:11. You have to read both those chapters, by the way, or you never understand the conversion of Cornelius. Because chapter 10 doesn't put it in order. Chapter 11 does, chronological order. But in that same chapter, Acts 11, when Cornelius saw God's righteousness, you know what happened? Acts 11:26. And the disciples were called. Called what? Christians. First at Antioch. When Paul preached to Agrippa, you know what Agrippa said? Almost what? Thou persuadest me to be a what? A Mormon? No. A Christian. Peter penned in 1 Peter 4:16. If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. Who are we? Who am I? Who are you? What do you tell people when they ask you, who are you folks? We're just Christians. Nothing more and nothing less. But again, when folks say, who are you? What do you say? You know what you can say? We are in God's family. You ever sing that song here? Great song, isn't it? By the way, the good singing today did an excellent job as leading the singing. Appreciate that. In Ephesians 3:15, Paul refers to of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. In Ephesians 2:19, the Bible talks about the household of God. The word household carries the idea of a family. You know, when Noah saved his family, saved his house, they're the same thing. And so who are we? We are the family of God. But again, who am I? I am an individual who has been made in the image of God Almighty. Now, we don't look like God physically, because God's not a man, right? He's a spirit. But we, in the spiritual, the soul, we're made in the image of God. It's reported in Genesis 1:26-27, where God said, let us. By the way, that's a plural word. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit were involved in the creation. And he said, let us make man in our image. And so he did. In Genesis 2:7, God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and men became a living soul. That's how we got here. Zechariah reported that God formeth the spirit within man. Zechariah 12:1. Who am I? Oh, lots of things, right? We are the object of God's love. I expect all of you, even the youngest, can quote the golden text of the Bible. John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world. What did he do? That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Paul wrote the Romans in Romans 5:8. How that Christ commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners. You know what happened? You do, don't you? Christ died for us. Who am I? When I read this sacred book, the Bible teaches that we are a sheep in a flock. The Bible often uses the terminology to talk about the Lord's people as being sheep. Huh? With Christ the shepherd. In Acts 20:28, when Paul gave instructions to the elders at Ephesus, when he called them down to the little city of Miletus, as he bids them goodbye, among other things he said, take heed to yourselves and to hold the flock. That's one of the first primary responsibilities, by the way, of an elder. Flock. Read John 10, 1-16, and you'll read about Christ as being the chief shepherd, along with 1 Peter 5 and verse 4. Who am I? And folks in London and the area, who are you people? How do you respond? I tell you what you can say. That I'm a soldier in God's army. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, Paul, writing young Timothy, said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And he said, don't be entangled with affairs of this life. Who am I? In the book of Hebrews 2:10, the Hebrew writer said that Jesus Christ is the captain of our souls. And we march on the bloodstained banner of the Lord. That's who we are. As we put on that armor, as recorded in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10-18, because we are fighting a spiritual war, according to Paul's writing, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. Who am I? We just heard read, so well read, by the way, by one of our young men today, from John 15, how that Jesus said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. So who am I? I'm a branch on the vine. Now, people read John 15 and apply that to churches. That all the that Jesus is the vine and all these different religious organizations are the branches. Not so. He said, if a man abide not in me, he individually is cast forth as a branch and is withered. The church is not a man. If a man abide in me. Talk about individuals. So don't let anybody sell you that bill of goods that all these different religious bodies out here or the church is the Lord. They're not. So who am I? I'm a branch on the vine. One more point. This sermon's yours. Who am I? The Bible echoes back the answer that I'm a citizen in the kingdom of God. Christ being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 17 and verse 14. Colossians 1:13 points out that we are translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. That's how we get in there, by the way. Being translated into the kingdom. You know, we have people who think the kingdom has not yet been set up. There's yet future. It's not. Paul said the Colossians were in the kingdom. Colossians 1:13. We just observe the Lord's Supper as we do every Lord's Day. And I think he did a good job of waiting on the table today. I appreciate that. Good remarks. But you know, we take it every week. And you know, the Lord said in Matthew 26, that the Lord's table would be in the kingdom. You get that? The fact that we observe the Lord's Supper indicates that the kingdom has been established. And one of these days, when time shall be no more, God sends His Son. You know what He's going to do with the kingdom? The church? By the way, the church and the kingdom equate. They're one and the same many times in the Scriptures. You know what's going to happen to the kingdom when the Lord comes? Somebody says He's going to set it up. Set it up. The Bible said He's going to deliver it up. If you know the difference between S-E-T and D-E-L-I-V-E-R, deliverer, you won't have any trouble with premillennialism. Never. So when the Lord comes, you've got to be in the church of the kingdom to be delivered up into eternity. By the way, are you in the church today? If you aren't, you can be. You've heard the word. If you believe it, would repent of your sins, would confess your faith. You'd be baptized into Christ today. Now, you don't confess your sins, you confess your faith. But I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God is here to help you make the confession and to baptize you into Christ. Maybe you've done that. But you forgot who you are. And you quit doing and quit being who you are and who you ought to be. And you want to straighten all that up. But repentance, confession, prayer, let's sing the right to come.
Hear the blessed Savior, God.